to the bidding requirements in section one.
We don't have any of that in our packet. Can you give us something on it?
Can we see a copy of that, please?
Sure.
I ended up with three of those.
I did too. I don't have the other bid either.
Yeah, we have plenty of those.
Yes.
And your recommendation is?
And our recommendation is to move forward with Ozark Kenworth Incorporated doing business as MHC Kenworth.
I move to approve Ozark Kenworth, Inc. doing business as MHC Kenworth for bid number 202312-547.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
This is the one we're fixing to do, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The next bid recommendation we have is 202312-548, Newspaper Publication Services.
You'll remember, Commission, several weeks back, we had this out in the newspaper for publication. We only received one bid, and that one bid was disqualified, so we opted to put it back out. We received two responses, first one being from Gannett, Missouri Publishing Incorporated, doing business as Springfield News Leader. They came in at $21.56, but unfortunately they were disqualified due to not adhering to the bidding requirements in Section 1. Our second response we received was from Tri-Lakes Newspapers Incorporated, doing business as Branson Tri-Lakes News, and their bid amount was $6 per column inch. Our recommendation is to move forward with Tri-Lakes Newspapers Incorporated, doing business as Branson Tri-Lakes News.
And also being the best bid.
Yes.
I move the reward that we award the newspaper publication service to Branson Tri-Lakes Newspaper, Inc., doing business as Branson Tri-Lakes News, bid number 202312-548.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commission.
Thank you. Next order of business we have is an agreement for the can densifier, file number 23-163, Roden Bridge. Representative from the Roden Bridge District Department. We have Administrator Mr. Devin Huff.
This will be for the can densifier that we are going to purchase with a grant that we had got. It'll be for the recycle center. It'll crush aluminum or tin into a lot smaller, heavier cubes where we can get more on the trailer.
And this, the grant is through District M, is that correct?
I move to approve the agreement for the can densifier between Allied Services, LLC, doing business as Republic Services, and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Next order of business is the NASPO Value Point contract. It's for the fire and sprinkler system, file number 23-164, maintenance. With us, we have our maintenance director, Mr. Scott Turpening.
Morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good. This is for our annual fire inspection, which takes place in May every year. So.
I move to approve the agreement for the NASPO Value Point contract fire and sprinkler system, file number 23-164M, between Johnson Controls and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have our intergovernmental funding agreement between Taney County, Missouri and the Taney County Regional Sewer District for the annual non-project specific capital improvements. With us, we have our sewer, Taney County Sewer Administrator, Mr. Brad Albritton.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. Before you is our annual funding agreement that we do for capital administration reimbursement and various sewer system upgrade expenses. This is something that most of the expenses are not specific to capital specific projects, and just a list there included in that funding agreement. Ms. Pat Keck, the commission's attorney, has reviewed and approved it and provided a letter. I believe those copies and all signed copies were dropped off to your office.
Correct. We have those in front of us. Letter dated December 26, 2023 from Keck and Phillips, LLC. Do we have any questions on the funding agreement?
And Keck has always represented the sewer and the environmental in these agreements between the municipalities.
Yes, ma'am. She represents the county commission in the review of those funding agreements. Has always done that. Yes.
Any questions?
Do you have any questions, Commissioner Williams?
No.
Okay.
I move to approve the intergovernment funding agreement between Taney County, Missouri and the Taney County Regional Sewer District.
Do you want to go ahead and state the last part of that that's on there for the annual?
For the annual nonprofit specific capital improvements. Is that what you want?
Yeah.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Our next order of business, we have the court orders. With us this morning, we have Ms. Jennifer Hutchison from the Taney County Clerk's Office and Ms. Alicia Caperton from Taney County Assessor's Office. In front of us this morning, we have two abatements. We have abatement number 213516 and 213517. The first one is for a clerical error. Physical condition was entered as 1,000% and not 100%. And the second one we have is for a double assessed, assessed for two structures instead of one, and that would be for file number 213517.
Any questions?
Any questions, sir?
I don't have any.
Okay.
We call these Exhibit A. We move to approve Exhibit A of the abatements dated January 8th, 2024.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you all. That is our last order of business we have down here this morning. We are agendized for a round table. Oh, I'm sorry. We have Mrs. Dawn Blue, payroll clerk, in front of us.
We have no payroll, and some were concerned, and the treasurer was kind of concerned that we approved that since we didn't have payroll.
Okay.
So that was just kind of a deny.
Yeah,
okay.
But that only matters.
Okay.
If there's not one going out, so.
We didn't approve anything that wasn't there on January 8th.
Okay. Yep. Sure.
Yeah, we kind of had a lot of little.
Yeah, we had a few issues here this morning. So, all right. Once again, that's all we have on the agenda for down here. We are scheduled for an animal control roundtable upstairs at 9:30. I have 9:28 a.m. We'll be in recess.